Welcome to The Practical Intuitive, where each Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, where host Robin Fritz explores mind, body, and spirit for the real world. Because we are all intuitives and healers, and we must all learn to love ourselves and live that love every day. Robin is a trained and certified intuitive and spiritual consultant and hypnotherapist with an international practice based in Seattle, Washington. As the practical intuitive, she covers personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice. It's all here. Readings, healings, and funny, warm, thought-provoking conversations. It's Robin Fritz, the practical intuitive, helping you mastermind body and spirit for the real world. No ifs, ands, buts, or BS ever.
Welcome to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and we are live in foggy Seattle, Washington, on a really nice Monday afternoon, the day after the supermoon, the only supermoon of 2017. It was pretty cool. I was up at 4 this morning for no good reason, so I decided to watch the moon set over the next 3 hours. So that's pretty cool. You know, we sit and we look at the moon and we think, huh, that's interesting. We'd like to go there and visit. But such is life. So welcome again to the Practical Intuitive. Again, my name is Robin Fritz, and I'm an intuitive and spiritual consultant and a certified past life regression specialist. My international practice is based in Seattle, Washington, and I really love what I do. I love talking with people. I love finding out what people do. And I'm welcoming you to join the show today, to call in if you would like a reading, quick reading, very quick reading. Or if you'd like to participate in today's conversation or have a question about something else. But today's conversation is why quantum physics is wrong. So that always generates a fun conversation, or at least concern on the part of people who believe that science is God. But if you'd like to call in, try 202-570-7057, and I'd love to chat with you. But as we get underway today, I want to do our usual tapping in to the crystal phallon, a citrine Lemurian quartz. Now, you know, Lemurian quartz is a crystal associated with ancient Lemuria. Citrine is a rare form of Lemurian quartz, and citrine added to that is decision-making, abundance, healing, all manner of things. Phallon is an ancient power crystal, which means that he, for him anyway, is a healer and a truth bringer. So as you tap into him, note that the purpose of my work and Phallon's work in the world is to help people tap their own intuitive and healing abilities. My purpose is always to help you empower yourself to live your best life, whatever that looks like to you. So as you tap into him, imagine that you're using your most dominant intuitive abilities. You see pictures, you hear things talk with you, you feel feelings, or you simply know that things, that your intuition is at work. So imagine that you're connecting to Phallon and you're letting your intuition work and you're pondering why quantum physics is wrong. So take your attention to the top of your head. Take a deep breath, breathe in, allow that energy to just ground and balance you. And as you breathe down from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, just feel your body relax, the cares of the day release, and get you right here in the studio with us. So starting at the top of your head, breathe down your face, your neck, your shoulders, your chest, your hips, your knees, and your feet. At top of your head to the bottom of your feet. And as you do that, just know, if you can't feel it, that energy just flooding through you and clearing out everything and giving you some peace of mind and peace of body to be with us here. And now as you take your attention to your feet, imagine Phallon, who's in the shape of a crystal ball at this point in time, is rotating outside your body. And imagine that gold light just rotating. And as it moves up your body from your feet to your knees, your hips, your chest, your shoulders, your face, your head, at the top of your head, your crown chakra, just feel your body flood with healthy, positive energy. Imagine that energy going to your heart, and with each beat of your heart, just flooding your heart with warmth and love and acceptance. And throughout the hour, you may notice a slight dizziness. That's your crown chakra wide open and connected to this strong energy. So today, again, I'd like to welcome you joining us. And the subject I want to talk about is why quantum physics is wrong. And before you get all upset and hang up, or like go, what is she talking about? Let's think about how we claim our power in the world and what that means for us. As I said, you're all intuitives and healers. We all are. And our job in our life is to grow our souls. And we grow our souls by learning to love ourselves, alive and dead. And we learn to love ourselves by empowering ourselves to make decisions for us that move us forward on our soul journey. And, you know, we chose something to do when we came into this world. And then, of course, you know, if it's weird, like what I chose, like, just leave it to me, to stand at the portals and help people and other beings converse with each other and work together to understand how the world and the universe work, and to introduce even old mythological beings back into the world again. That's like nobody signs up for that on purpose that they know of once they're in a body, because it doesn't pay very well, number one, and number two, it's weird and may alienate you from friends. But we also have, you know, our busy day jobs, whatever those are, you know, from, oh my God, being a grocery clerk, which I think is one of the hardest jobs in the world, to sales, to creating new computer products, whatever they are. But when we do that, when we choose a life path, when we go about living our daily lives, what does that mean to us and how do we relate to things? I do space clearing, which is clearing out the energy of a building or a piece of land, a business, a home. But I do it by asking the space what it needs and wants. In other words, I don't just go in and force the energy to change to suit the needs of the people there. I find out what's going on in that space, what the space needs and wants, and shares it with the people who are there. And then they negotiate change. And that change makes everything work better. So I'm bringing that up because it's a mindset change. And for us, we need to look at mindset changes and what that means to us. And that would be where this idea of quantum physics comes into play. So we're always exploring, right? I mean, we should always be exploring. And you look at the history of the world, look where we are now, where we've put people out in space, where we can talk to anyone all over the world, you know, no matter what. It's amazing what we can do. And we have a worldwide economy that means that no individual country is really self-sufficient, because we depend on each other to be alive, to explore, to grow. And so we're becoming a world community, but are we really? You know, what is a world community to you, and how does that play out in your life? Now, for some of us, it's our animal families, right? It's recognizing that animals are souls and bodies, that they've chosen that body to do whatever work it is they chose to when they came into the world. And if you're in my animal family, you chose as strange a job as I did. And we learn about how diverse the world is. And exploring the world, whether we're doing armchair traveling or out there, you know, walking the planet, it's part of human nature to explore, to understand what's going on. It's part survival, part curiosity. And it's important for humans in particular to have the world make sense to us. The question is, how does it make sense to us? And we develop religious, cultural, and spiritual practices that give us insight into ourselves and how to live with other people in the world, but also how to view the cosmos and our place in it and how that all comes together and how we can come together as a planet. So it helps define our goals in a cosmic sense, and it helps us fit in, and it helps us within our families and our neighborhoods and our cities and our countries to create ways for us all to live together. And people tend to define their worldview in terms of the latest scientific discovery or what they think science is. So if we go back to a time when the Christian church ruled the world, and you know, just say we're looking at the 16th, 15th and 16th centuries, we're talking about the era of Nicholas Copernicus and Galileo in the 17th century. And we're talking about how they came to look at the world. And here we had a really interesting dichotomy. Back then, the religious viewpoint ruled the world. So it was very clear to the church, which was, you know, trying to save souls and trying to assert its dominance in the culture, to convince people that the world was all about them, and so was the universe. So Earth was then the center of the universe, and the sun revolved around the Earth. And that was just religious belief that was defined by their science, and they weren't really interested in looking at anything else. Then Copernicus came along and was like, well, you know what? My observations and my mathematical equations are looking at something completely different. And then Galileo comes along 100 years later, and he's studying Copernicus, and he goes, boy, you know what? The real truth is, the Earth revolves around the sun. This is completely not what religion is telling us, but this is what our scientific information at our time is showing us. So what happened? Galileo spent the rest of his life in house arrest because his viewpoint did not agree with the church. So he dared to use science to explain the world, and now we have this interesting juxtaposition, so to speak, because science now claims to describe how the world works, and metaphysics has used the notion of science to justify metaphysical thought. And so you see a lot of people using quantum physics to justify their spiritual principles that they teach, that they believe in, and that they live their lives by. But what if they're wrong? What does that mean to us? And it's a question for us to deal with. We're about ready to go to the break here. We'll talk more about that after the break. If you'd like to call in to chat, to get a quick reading, try 202-570-7057. And we'll be back after the break.
Conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for. That new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
shopping for yourself or loved ones? Check out the best rock shop around, Earthlight Rocks and Gems in Kirkland, Washington. Whether you're looking for metaphysical support or just love nature's art, Earthlight has it all. Raw rocks, crystals, tumbled stones of all kinds, carvings, cabs, fossils, tumblers, rare minerals in all price ranges and books. They also have jewelry, including custom pieces and beads to make your own. Open 7 days a week, the Earthlight store has been around since 1988 and is run by Kim and Todd Valines. Find them online at earthlightgems.com, at Etsy at earthlightgems.etsy.com, or on Facebook at Earthlight Rocks and Gems. Have a question? Email Kim at the store, earthlightgems.com. And just for Ohm Times listeners, receive 10% off orders over $50 at their Etsy account with coupon code EarthlightGems. That's earthlightgems.etsy.com or the store at earthlightgems.com.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family, and then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at EmbraceRefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and we are live in Seattle, Washington. And we are talking about why quantum physics is wrong and what is right and what difference does that make to us in the world. But I'd like to add one thing before we jump back into that, and urge you to contact Kim at Earthlight Rocks and Gems, and you can find her at earthlightgems.com. Kim has the best prices and the best selection of any crystal store around because she's built on a collection her dad acquired over many years, and she continues to add to it with great contacts and to keep her costs really low so that she can give people the best price on a variety of crystals. So call her up or email her at her Etsy store at Earthlight Gems and ask her to create a package for you as a holiday gift for yourself. First of all, always give yourself a present first. And then for other people in your family who might need something pretty for their desk at work, as that would, you know, soothe and release tensions in the workplace or boost their energy levels or whatever it is. Or if you have something specific, you're not a crystal newbie and you want something specific, Kim has all kinds of really rare things. She has a black amethyst I mentioned a few weeks ago on Facebook Live. I mean, crystals you just haven't heard of before. So call her up and find out what you can get for your loved ones through the holidays. And if you, you buy through the Etsy store, spend $50, I think you get a 10% discount. But Kim and I are teaming up to teach a workshop on crystals coming up here in a few weeks. I've had to postpone things because one of my animals needs surgery. So, you know, that's life. But back to the subject today of quantum physics, what's going on there and why is it wrong? And again, if you'd like to call in and chat, it's 202-570-7057. So here's the thing. Okay, so going back and looking at Galileo, for example, who dared to tell religion that religion was wrong and science was right, that the earth revolved around the sun. Well, that didn't fit the church's view of the supremacy of humans. It didn't fit how they wanted to shape mindset. So they locked him up for the rest of his life. And now as we move forward, I've been shaking my head for years over this idea of quantum physics and what that means and why it works and why people think it works. And it comes down to mindset, and it comes down to what mindset are you willing to walk around in and what mindset is accurate. So imagine that all these people for centuries believed what the church told them, that the sun revolved around the earth and the earth was the center of the universe, we needed to feel like we were in control and that the God who created us kept us in control and exalted us as the supreme lords and rulers of the universe, in particular the planet they lived on. And now time has come along and they've created this idea of quantum physics. Now, I love science. I love medicine and electricity in my car. Okay, without medicine, without medicine, my kid is going to have a tough time in surgery next week. Might not even be able to have surgery. You know, so I appreciate science. I'm not a Luddite. I'm just someone who looks at science and asks, what are you thinking, people? And I love science. And, you know, the scientist's best question, best answer to every question is the same as ours. And the answer is, I don't know. Let's go find out. Let's experiment. Let's find out. And science tries to figure out how the world works, and it wants the world to make sense to us. But it created quantum physics out of a mindset that humans are in control of the world. And in fact, that means they created it out of a premise that isn't actually true. And let me tell you what is true and see what you think. In the larger sense, quantum physics is wrong because it uses an old mindset. And that's why I like to teach in my workshops that quantum physics is wrong. Why? Because it's holding you back from being your best self, from tapping your own intuitive and healing abilities, and for claiming your rightful place in the universe, which is a place that gives you tremendous power to contribute to the world, to contribute to your best self, to grow your soul. So the old mindset was a human paradigm, which we're all pretty much used to, and we've all taken for granted that humans are caretakers and guardians in charge of the planet, right? But what if that's not true, right? So I discovered that it wasn't true. In many of the years that I spent disabled and handicapped and unable to work at all, I live in Seattle, Washington, along Puget Sound, and I was essentially a hermit in one of the country's largest cities. I couldn't really get out. And, quiet time. And I, eventually started, becoming curious about why my dog got us out of the house ahead of a major earthquake. You know, things that just weren't clicking with the worldview that I thought I understood. And so I went out exploring, and I ended up talking to a volcano and oil slicks and windstorms and my car. And of course, that was like totally unheard of. I didn't know anybody who was working with weather and land systems. And literally, this may sound crazy that I'm talking about that, but I thought I might be crazy or I might have a brain tumor. So I went to my doctor and I said, I'm hearing voices, which is you have to have absolute faith in your medical professionals to even say that in the first place. And he just blinked at me, kind of like horrified at first. And then he said, what are you talking to? What voices are you hearing? And I said, a car. And well, my car in Mount St. Helens. And he goes, how's that different from talking with animals? I'm like, you don't think that's different? And he goes, no, I think it's normal for you. So that's how I continued to do what I did. And here's what I discovered. When I went out to explore the world, I simply would introduce myself to things. Hello, my name's Robin. Would you like to have a conversation? And things did want to have a conversation, not because it was me, but because I was asking politely, asking as an equal, asking out of curiosity and not making any judgments. The ultimate non-racist, for example, would be a human who would look at a volcano or a tree or a shoe and realize that it's a soul and a body just like we are, and it's got a job to do, right? That's the ultimate accepting viewpoint of the planet. And it happens to be how every other thing in the planet, on the planet, in the universe, actually lives in. So that we are actually the not so bright elements of the universe, if you will, or less aware. Our animals, our homes, our businesses, the trees around us, hurricanes, as I've talked about on the show before, volcanoes, they all are very aware that they are in a different place, that they're in a world that actually exists and we are not. They're in a planet where we're contributing to the welfare of a healthy, conscious, evolving planet, and that we are all equals on that planet. And so our job then is to learn how to do our job as a human in relation to every other thing out there that is equal to us. That is not the old caretaker and guardian philosophy. That is a philosophy that says, okay, I'm a human, you're a volcano, how do we get along? What are the consequences of our interactions? These are conversations that I had with Mount St. Helens to learn how other beings work, that I learned with other beings that just showed up to talk with me. I mean, I had quite the education before I started my public practice. And so I learned that these beings are all equals. They're all sitting down together at what I call the table of life, working to create a healthier, better planet. And we're not there at the table. And the reason for it is our mindset, and that goes back to quantum physics. Science tries to figure out how the world works, and it wants it to make sense to us. And the scientist's answer to a question always starts out with, I don't know, but the current answer to that question is quantum physics. But in the larger sense, it's wrong, and here's why. And we're about to go to break, so we may want to leap into that break. But as we do, as we go to break, I want to invite you again to call in if you have questions, 202-570-7057. And we're going to talk about atoms and whether we make atoms move by looking at them, as quantum physics says, or whether something else is happening. Join me. Come right back after the break.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Today we decided to walk to school. The light counted. 15, 14.
31? I mean 13?
We took a left on Carroll Street. Danny's smart, but he gets distracted. He realized he forgot his homework. I hope he doesn't have another bad day at school.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and we are live in Seattle, Washington, and we are talking about why quantum physics is wrong. So here's the thing. Very basic. Quantum physics operating premise and the operating premise of all the metaphysical stuff that's built on top of quantum physics is that we control the world with our mind. Okay, we control the world with our mindset or our decision to control the world. In other words, nothing exists unless we observe it. You know, that's even more arrogant than the medieval church. But, you know, it also operates from the standpoint that none of these people understand that everything else out there is alive like we are. So here's how that works in real life. So quantum physics says that it will look at the atom, and they've justified quantum physics on this very principle. And this is the only thing I'm talking about in the conversation with quantum physics. Starting your operating premise from the right place. So quantum physics says we observe an atom, and as we observe the atom, it moves. So, therefore, we have controlled the atom with our perception of it. So, either we're all little gods and we can make atoms move just by looking at them, or the force of our looking at them changes them because it didn't exist until we first looked at it in the first place. Take your pick. All of those ideas are incorrect because of the atom. So if you look at it from the mindset of what I call planetary connection, a webinar that I'm teaching on Wednesday from previous workshops that I've talked, is a foundation of my practice. Planetary connection looks at it differently because it knows first and foremost that the atom is already there and alive and equal to us, and is probably, and I know this from talking to other non-humans, has been spending eons trying to get our attention, and we're just not paying attention. So when the quantum physicist looks at the atom and the atom moves, think about it this way. It's not moving because we observed it. It's noticing that we finally noticed it, and all it's doing is waving hello at us and moving so it can get our attention. And that's the whole reason why quantum physics is wrong. Now, I know you're like scratching your head and you're going like, what? Yeah, but there's a fundamental difference there. We're not moving the atom with our attention. The atom has finally got our attention and it's waving hello. It's basically trying to communicate with us, right? Just like it's not speaking English and we're not speaking atom. And how you communicate, sign language, waving at each other, whatever you can do to get the other person's attention. And that's why I say quantum physics is wrong, because it's neglecting our real place in the universe, not as a person who controls it, but as one of many who contribute to the welfare of the planet as a whole. And, you know, the question then becomes, why does this matter to us? And it matters because how we view the world in that sense comes from a place of profound respect and humility and acceptance of our place as just one of many. No better, no worse, no more important, no less important, but a contributor to the welfare of the world. And so what happens when you start thinking that way? Well, I talked about hurricanes on a previous show, and I talked about how Hurricane Ophelia bounced off the east coast of the United States in 2005. And by then I had learned that when I see a hurricane acting different than what the forecasters are saying, I could go and take a look at it and, you know, find out what's going on. I'm not the only person who can do this. I'm just more vocal about it than other people. So just, hey, you know, Hurricane Ophelia, like, what's going on? And she told me the role of hurricanes in the world, how important they are to keep the earth from freezing, which is the problem we're facing, not global warming. How the winds blow across the Atlantic and they're stirring up the Gulf Coast. And if they don't continue to do that, as the Gulf Coast moves up the East Coast and towards Greenland, if the hurricanes don't continue to stir up the muck like thick soup, the planet will freeze. She told me this in 10 minutes. Now, if there had been a scientist sitting there with me, a weather specialist, somebody with the power to go in and talk to people who can make things happen, they would have learned an awful lot. And in fact, they did in 30 years of research, as an article I saw later that fall showed. It took 30 years for scientists to discover what I learned in a 10-minute conversation with a hurricane. What amazing things could we be doing on the planet with other beings if we simply looked at them as equals to us with consciousness, with a job to do, with a responsibility to do a job, with a choice to do that job, and actually tried to communicate with us. Like the atom, they've been trying to communicate with us for a long time. There are some beings that have come and said, I just can't do it anymore. I just can't try to talk to other humans. They're just not listening. I mean, you know, and it's not our fault, really. I mean, we never thought that something, because of our mindset, we never thought that something would actually want to have a conversation with us or even teach us something. But imagine what we could learn by sitting down with these different beings and finding out, what were you created for? Why were you created for that? How does that work? How can we contribute to that? And that creates a cleaner, healthier planet. That creates better boundaries for all of us. It creates better relationships. You know, you're talking about people not being able to get along with other people. How ridiculous does that look when we're sitting down and talking with a tree or a volcano or an oil slick and learning the function of that particular being, what that soul and that body is trying to do, what its job in the physical realm is trying to do, and how we can work together to make everything better for all of us. And that is the role of science, and that is the role of metaphysics, and that is the role of all of us in the world, to understand how it works, how we can work with it to make our own lives better, and how we can contribute to the welfare of the planet. Because our part in growing our souls just doesn't stop with us. It doesn't stop within the borders of our homes. Our homes are alive too, remember? They're contributing to us. So we'll never have no responsibility. We will always have something that we're responsible for, from ourselves to our home environment, to the jobs that we do, to how we behave when we walk around on the street. You know, this morning, my dog and I were out at, I don't know, way earlier than anybody should be up normally. And just appreciating the dark and the moon, the super moon, and our time together with nobody else on the street. And I was thinking about the show today, and I was looking out over the water, and, you know, the birds are starting to wake up, and there's a little red tint there highlighting Mount Rainier. Sun is starting to come up, and it's, the world is so beautiful, and it is so fascinating, and it has so much to offer us. We need to be offering at least the same amount back to it. And that's where our mindset comes in. And that's where we start to think about whether our mindset is actually contributing to a healthy planet. And if not, if our mindset is contributing to our own healthy well-being. And I think if you look at this idea of quantum physics and metaphysics, you might start thinking that it's not quite there yet. It's not. What if science backed up? You know, they kind of started in the middle there with an assumption that that atom didn't exist before we observed it, that that atom could be forced to do something that we do because just of the power of the brilliance of the human mind. They had backed up one step before that and said, oh, how can we create a conversation with an atom? Where would the science be then? And what would it mean to us? How would we build a bridge that could withstand an earthquake? How could we build solid homes? How could we do any of the things that we're doing right now in the world better? And how can that contribute to our own, not just physical welfare, but our own spiritual welfare? These are huge questions that aren't being answered right now by science or by metaphysics, because they're not starting at the right spot, at the right place. So this mindset, I call planetary connection, because it's the mindset. I didn't create this. I just learned it from the non-humans that were willing to sit down with me and teach me about what they knew about the world and what they knew about their own jobs and their own curiosity about why the heck humans weren't standing up and doing their own part. And we're not, because we don't know we have a part to play, because we think our part is to control everything and our part is to be part of a whole. And I can tell you from the people that I've taught in these workshops and like the webinar that's coming up this week, it'll be up there forever for you. If you're listening in this arc in the, to this show in the archives, you know, in a couple weeks from now, it's, I don't know what's the date today, December 4th, 2017. It really gives us an idea of how we can really contribute to the world. But it frees us to be human in a way that we haven't freed ourselves to be in a long time. It frees us to be equal with everything, to create this partnership with other beings on the planet. And it is awesome. And I see people go out of, you know, at first they're shocked. And I've had some people cry and be mad at me and yell at me, how dare you question quantum physics? And I just laugh because I said, hey, at least you're listening. Now, let me tell you why. It's because the operating premise is wrong. If the operating premise is wrong, you can't make any conclusions by starting in the middle. You have to back up to the real beginning. And the whole point of it is to create this, to bring back reverence for the planet, to bring back that spiritual love for the planet that we're on that we've lost somehow over the centuries. And, you know, with good reason. I mean, it's a tough place to be. It's tough. We have illnesses, we have disease, we have problems making money, we have all kinds of things going on. But the biggest thing that we have going on is, again, growing our souls. And how do we do that in the best way possible for us and for all the other beings around us? I have seen this idea of connection to the planet change lives in an afternoon. And I've seen these people go out and do amazing things in the world. And if that isn't validation for a mindset change and a mindset that really works for people, I don't know what is. When you can see people change their lives and you can see them glow because they've suddenly realized we're not alone. We've never been alone as humans. We've just distanced ourselves accidentally because we, you know, thought a little bit better of ourselves than we should have, or we didn't pay enough attention to everything else going along. Or we just created that mindset so that we could live in society and, you know, get through the day, you know, and figure that out. And why is that? Why is that like that? And when you come to that, I've seen people change careers, but I've also seen them grow in their careers and make incredible contributions to their jobs. You know, whether they're bus drivers or scientists or physicians or writers or artists or whatever they are. It's that mindset change. It's that idea that the world is made up of equals. How do we get along in that world? So we'll be back after the break. If you have any quick last minute questions before the end of the show, anything you'd like to comment on, 202-570-7057.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it, and you can hear it repeatedly without feeling anything. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural or inborn response from you. Save the food, because 40% of all food in the US never gets eaten. Save the food. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit savethefood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz. We're live in Seattle, Washington, and I've been jabbering away about why quantum physics is wrong, by pointing out what is right, which is this wonderful worldview where we are all equals and we all have tremendous things to contribute to the planet. But we have a caller. Carol, welcome. Thanks for calling in. How are you today?
I'm okay, Robin. How are you?
I am great. Thank you. So what's up with you?
Well, I've got maybe two questions for you.
Okay.
First of all, I hear you're a great pet communicator.
Some days. You could ask my kids whether I'm always listening properly to them. Yep, you're laughing, so you know exactly what I'm saying, right?
You betcha.
This morning, my kitten decided to drop an eggshell on the floor, and then she threw all the remotes off the table.
Hey, that sounds like a fun way to start the day.
I'm like, grow up here. So, okay, go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, that's okay. I've got Tinkerbell, who is a rat terrier.
Oh, cool.
We rescued her. We live real out in the mountains, and somebody threw her out here. And we've had her now probably for about 11 or 12 years. And she has this peculiar behavior that she does probably two or three times a year. At first, I thought it was associated with her heat cycle, but it seems not to be. She will, well, when we had the pet toy box down, she picked the same four toys, you know, and there were always four, okay? And she would put them on either my bed or the futon, and she would then lay on top of them, kind of like a chicken hatching egg.
Yeah, right, and exactly.
She would be a little aggressive.
Yeah, can you speak up a little louder?
Yes. Is that
there you go. Yeah, a little better.
We took the toy box away because she ended up attacking one of my other dogs. So now what she'll do is she'll gather, like, my father's slippers, and it's usually two, and maybe a pillow, and she does the same thing. She'll put them underneath her, and, like, she's hatching them. And we always thought that maybe she had some puppies that were taken from her and then she was dumped. Not really sure, but she keeps doing this.
Have you had her spayed?
She's not spayed, no.
Yeah. So, and I'm not making a judgment on that because I've been out there trying to change everybody from spaying and neutering their animals like people have been trying to do for 40 years. You do know to keep an eye out for Pyometra, right?
Yes.
Yeah, cool. Good. You know, I'm getting from her that extreme desire to own something. And it's not necessarily having babies as it is to own something. Does that make sense? So once she gets it, she hangs on to it. And it doesn't seem to be related so much to her previous history as she's feeling... And I would have asked you if there were other animals in the house, because what I'm getting is, and you said there were, this desire to own something and have it all to herself and not something that she wants to share with the others around the house. So she becomes very, very protective of that. And it can happen with any animal. What I would suggest is, have you tried Rescue Remedy?
I have not.
Yeah, so I'm just getting a lot of anxiety from her over wanting to protect this. And you may be correct that it's aggravated at least during her heat cycles. Mm-hmm. And so that becomes even more of a protective kind of thing. And yes, it could be related. It does feel like she had a litter in the past. But it's not, I don't feel her really associating it with that. I don't think I don't think she cares whether she has babies or whether it's an object. She just wants it for herself. So give her something that is strictly for her and let her have it, which I'm sure you've probably already done, but try to reinforce that. This is yours, and it's only yours, and don't let the other dogs have it. You might have it in a space where she can go to that space only, because she's feeling intimidated by the other ones around her. And then Rescue Remedy is a flower essence created in England by a doctor. And the idea behind it is that he determined by experimentation the essences of flowers and properties that they related to. And Rescue Remedy is a kind of a calming agent. So when I was doing rescue rehoming animals years ago, I would give, you know, 4 drops to the people and 4 drops to the animals, and then everybody would be all like relaxed. And I would try that with her for a period of time. She's been with you all these years and she's had this. Do it, you know, do it for like a month, and you might give it to everybody, because you can, it's keep an eye on them. I had one dog, my first Cavalier, who just, she got loopy on Rescue Remedy or any flower essence. So like anything, they have power, but they're not a drug. It's closer to like a homeopathic idea than it is to an actual, you know, prescription drug. But it's very useful to moderate the energies around everyone and to, you know, kind of create calming and acceptance. And that's why they call it Rescue Remedy. So I would suggest you try that, because that should help her relax around the notion that she doesn't have to protect this from everybody else. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. We did give her, you know, her own toy.
Yeah, you're pretty smart about animals.
But she changes drastically when you give her a dog toy. I don't know what it is, but she doesn't want to play with it. She'll keep it close to her for maybe a few minutes, and then it's over and done with. But if anybody else gets near it...
Yeah, that's classic guarding behavior. Yeah, classic guarding, and especially with terriers. Terriers are just really hard dogs to live with, and I admire anybody who tries. They have their own thing. You sound to me, your spiritual team is chiming in here, and we're going to have to end because we're at the end of the hour here, but I invite you to call back next week for your second question, whatever
Thank
that
you,
is.
I will.
Yeah, but you are excellent people in terms of understanding your dog's personality and its breed characteristics. You know, terriers are guarding breeds as well as hunters. Mm-hmm. And you're listening to what she needs, and that guarding behavior is not going to change until you can moderate those. And it may not, because it's gone on for years, but isolate her in an area where she can do that, you know, protect it and have it for her, because that's the way she's going to be. And you're very generous and accepting of her. So just go, hey, Tinkerbell, we understand that you got this problem with this toy, that it's all yours. Nobody's going to take it away from you. And here you get to go play with it in your crate or someplace like that, where she can feel like she doesn't have to guard it and that she can just have it for herself. She needs to know that she's in control of that one aspect of her life, because everything else is out of control for her. Reflect on, I've got to hang up because I've got to summarize the show, but reflect on that, and please call me back next week earlier in the show so we can talk a little bit more about what you learned during the week on that, and try the Rescue Remedy and let me know what you're thinking, and then call back for the second question, please.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling, Carol. Take care.
Uh-huh. You too.
Great. I love it when people call, and I welcome everyone to give me a call here at the show when I'm live. You can also email me at my website, robynfritz, RobynFritz, robyn@robynfritz.com. You can connect with me on Facebook at The Practical Intuitive. I also appreciate likes on my Facebook page. You can find me at other social media sites, but I'm usually on Facebook, or you can find me by email. If you're too shy to call in, send me a question by email or tag me on my Facebook business page so that I can help you. For those of you looking for consultations and for end of the year gifts for people, I've reduced my normal rate through the end of the year for sessions booked and paid for by the end of December. $45 off an hour consult. So that's only $100 an hour for a consult. Personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship session to connect with dead loved ones, or soul progression clearing, which is a way to just clear out the energies of, well, for at the end of the year, clear out the energies of the year, the pros and the cons of the year, clear out everything that's stuck, look at what was going on, and then fill you back up with good, healthy energy and looking at your goals for the new year. And I love to work with people on these, so please contact me there. And then join me at Facebook Live Tuesdays at the Om Times Institute page on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday. We're going to talk about planetary connection at a free webinar at the Learn It Live platform, what this idea of being equals with all life means and what that little atom is trying to do and what, you know, explaining why quantum physics really needs to do some more work to help us be the best that we can be. My job is to help you tap your own intuitive and healing abilities to be the best you can be. And as we close out today, we're going to ground you back into your body, shutting down that crown chakra so you're not dizzy when you get up and start moving around. I thank you for joining us. Hands on the heart. Breathe into your palms. Hold them out to the world. Let that energy go to where it will. Hands on heart. Breathe into the palms. Hands back on your heart. Grounded. Full of healthy energy. Tune in next week. Thank you for joining me. We'll see you next week. Take care.